בעזרת השם, תורה מ"ד ליקוטי מוהר"ן, and Rabbeinu is telling us that we have the power to cancel death and destruction from the world. כי הידיים הם בחינות יהי אור ויהי אור. Because the hands are in the aspect of יהי אור ויהי אור. That when you say that they're going to be light, they're going to be light. You just need to understand how much power you have in your hands. How much power you have in your hands, ויידיו אמונה, that his hands will be full with faith. How much power? כוח, 28 joints that you have in your fingers. How much power you have in your hands? You receive those powers from Hashem, ויידיו אמונה, because the כוח, the power, is כוח מעשה וגידלמו. He is revealing the power of his actions. You can work, you can achieve things only by his power. Only when you nullify yourself to him, only when you believe that it's him that gives you the power to do. He gives you the power, the chayil, the koach, to do things for him. Hu noten lecha, hu noten leyaef koach. He gives to the weak person power. He gives you power to do what? Even to finish the exile. Even to find the source of life for everyone. To find the right advice for every person. To heal everyone. To create light. When you're going to say that they're going to be light, you're going to be light. It's in your power. When he said that something's going to happen, it's going to happen. When he said that something's going to be, it's going to be. And when a righteous man is decreeing, he's saying that something's going to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping the words of the righteous man. And who is that righteous man? It can be you. It can become you. You're going to choose if you're going to be righteous or you're going to be wrong. You're going to choose. You're going to choose. If you're going to justify everything that happens to you, that it's all right and it's all from Hashem, if you're going to be Matzdik HaRabim, going to make other people righteous and help other people, if you're going to be Shomer HaBrit, Manu Tzadik, Mandanatir Brit, the one that guards his covenant and is holy and pure, if you're going to keep Torah Mitzvot and going to be righteous and Italech Lefanai Ve'yatamim, walk in front of me and be innocent, you're just going to walk with Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to be righteous. And then when you're going to be righteous, you're going to have the power to decree, to decide. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzon Nirav Yaseh, he's going to fill your will. He's going to listen to you. He's going to follow you. Yemina u'smola k'tiv, v'yar Elokim et ha'or kitov, that God saw that the light is good. Yemina u'smola, the right hand and the left hand, both of them are good. ויבדל בין האור ובין החושך. So he is separating between the light and the darkness. The light, it's Aaron. Uven HaChoshech, da Korach. There is a difference between Aaron to Korach. What's the difference between Aaron to Korach? The difference is not between Moshe to Korach. It's between Aaron to Korach. Because center, everyone have. Everyone have the center. Everyone needs to follow a rabbi. Everyone needs to follow a righteous man. Everyone needs to follow the Torah. The question is not if you're going to be Moshe. You're not going to be Moshe. You're not supposed to be Moshe. You need to follow Moshe. Who is following Moshe? Aaron. Who is Aaron? Aaron was the leader of Am Israel in Egypt. Aaron is the elder brother of Moshe. But Aaron is ready to give up. He is ready to give it to Moshe. He is happy. When he saw his brother, he was happy. He was smiling. Hashem is promising that to Moshe. When you're going to go, don't worry. You're going to see that Aaron is happy that you've been appointed to that job. You're going to see that Aaron, he loves you. Aaron is happy that you're going to succeed. So we need to be like Aaron and not like Korach, that Korach is fighting on what? On the jobs he's fighting. No, but I was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. Why are they doing it to me? It was my job. I want to be righteous. I want to be closer. If it's not your job, it's not your job. And if he would wait one more minute, he would hear his job. He would be so happy. Because he was supposed to become, to be a Levi Gadol. Now we lost that job of Levi Gadol. He was so jealous at Aaron that he became to be Kohen Gadol because he wanted to be Gadol. He wanted to be great also. But if he would wait just one more minute, he would hear that he could have been Levi Gadol. And today we don't have Levi Gadol because Korach messed up. Because Korach lost his job. Because he desired someone else's job. You need to be great, but in your point, you don't need to replace no one else. You need to be like Aaron. Oh, Moshe is the leader? I'm happy that he's going to lead us. I don't need to be a leader. I need to be Aaron. I need to be who that I am. I need to do my job in my Avodat Hashem. I don't need to be the leader. I don't need to be in charge. I don't need that headache. I need to take care of my family, of my friends, of my tshuva, of my learning, of my schedule, of my time, of my faith. I have much to do. I'm going to do that. You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to work on my responsibilities. Not like Korach. That Korach, he wants to fight over there and to win over there and to achieve over there. You finish taking care of yourself, you cleaned yourself, you fixed yourself, that now you have time to argue and to fight with other people.
When Hashem Yitbarach, He gives peace in the land,
so no sword gonna cross your land. So that's the power of Aaron, that Aaron HaKohen, he is a man of peace. He's going and making peace between each other. So if we're going to be like Aaron, to make peace between each other and to be happy with the success of our friends and to follow the faith and to understand everything that happens is coming from Hashem. And that's the only way to be a person of peace. Because if you want really to be Ish Shalom, a person that makes peace, you have to have a complete faith. Because Ani Shalom Veshmi Shalom, I am peace and my name is peace, Hashem is saying. If you don't see that it's all Hashem, you cannot make peace. If now someone hurts you, and you hurt by him, you're insulted by him, if you don't see that it's Hashem Yitbarach hurt you through that person, you will always gonna hate that person somehow. You're gonna have that point of revenge, of grudge, of holding something against him, because you remember that he hurts you. So even if you're going to tell him, I forgive you, ani mochel vesoleach, I'm not angry, if you still don't have a complete faith to see that it was from Hashem, always when you're going to see him, you're going to have that one point inside of you that is not complete with him. Only when he will not going to stand in front of you, and only Hashem Yitbarach going to be the reason for everything, you will be able to love everyone. Like Aaron HaKohen. So this is why Rabbeinu is connecting the peace and the faith and the hands to one aspect. And he's telling you that if you're going to be that person that go with faith and make peace between Am Yisrael to Father in Heaven, so then v'cherev lo ta'avor be'aratzachem. You're going to cancel all kinds of death and destruction from your land. Atem nitzavim hayom, you're standing here in front of Hashem. En amida ela tefila. The fact that you're standing, it means that you're praying. En amida ela tefila. When we're using the concept of standing, we're actually telling, we're praying. So Am Yisrael are praying lifnei Hashem Elokechem, in front of Hashem, their God. זה בחינות ארץ ישראל. It's the aspect of the holy land of Israel. כמו שאמרו חכמינו זיכרונם לברכה, like that רבותינו told us, כל הדר בארץ ישראל כמי שיש לו אלוקי. Everyone that lives in ארץ ישראל is like one that have God. היינו על ידי מה תזכו שתהיה תפילתכם באוויר עד ארץ ישראל? How you gonna have that merit that your prayer gonna be in the aspect of ארץ ישראל, of the holy land? ראשיכם, שבטיכם וכולי, your leaders and your tribes, הוא מונה 10 בחינות, and he's counting 10 aspects of your being as a public, as a group, as families, as individuals, 10 aspects. היינו בחינות מחאת כף, an aspect of clapping the hands, that in the hands we have 10 fingers and we need to connect them all together, you and your wife and your family and your expanded family and your neighborhood and your city and your state and your nation and the world and all of the creation, everyone all together. You need to connect your tribe and your edah, your group, and your all of your circles. You need to bring them all to become one. You need to make them all one. That's what you do when you clap your hands. You remind yourself, Hashem is doing everything. It's not my wife. It's not the bank. It's not the my tshuva. It's all Hashem. Hashem is telling me His powers. Koach ma'asav v'gid la'amo. That He is giving everything, that He is dividing, that He is building, that He is supporting, that He is healing, that He is destroying, and that He is bringing and piling the difficulties and the constrictions. And He is the one that's going to heal us, and He is the one that redeems us, and He is the one that gives us the power. When you clap your hands, you bring that memory back to your mind.
על ידי מחיאת כפיים, התפילה היא באוויר עד ארץ ישראל קנה עלינו. And you clap your hands, when you remind yourself, כוח מעשה וגיד לעמו, that Hashem reveals his power to you, that he's so powerful that he can dress himself in your wife, and he can dress yourself, himself in your children, and he can dress himself in the politics, and in the states, and in the Rabbanut, and in the rabbis, and in the Am Israel situation, and in the health condition, in the weather. Then you say, wow, Hashem is so huge. Hashem is so powerful. Really, Hashem is all of those things. If I would know, okay, Hashem is my wife. Okay, so Hashem is limited. But if Hashem is also my wife and also all of my life, so then Hashem is very huge. And even then, we understand that we don't understand anything. Because Hashem is every cell and every particle of every cell and every piece of wisdom and intelligence that there is in the creation is all Hashem Yitbarach. And when you see the beauty and the glory and the greatness of Hashem Yitbarach, except of being shocked and amazed and overwhelmed from what that you see and Hashem is revealing to you, so except of that there is nothing else to do. ונתתי שלום בארץ, that we said, וכמו שאמרנו חכמים, מחיית כפיים, תפילה בארץ ישראל. Great, so we can see another aspect of that clapping the hands, why it's so important. And we just, like we said before, התהלך לפני ויהיה תמים. You need to walk in front of me, not to distract your thoughts from me. ויהיה תמים, and to be innocent. תמים תהיה עם השם אלוקיך. If you're going to be innocent, if you're going to be תמים, you're going to be with השם אלוקיך. You're just going to be with him. So if you hear, there is an advice, amazing advice. Rabbeinu is saying, you need to clap your hands in the time of tefillah. Just think about it, that when you clap your hands, you remind yourself that Hashem has got the powers to do what? To answer to all of my prayers. When I'm praying now on Refuah Shlema, okay, Hashem can heal. Hashem can heal my friends, Hashem can heal my family, Hashem can heal me. If I'm clapping my hands and I'm praying on Parnasah, so Hashem, He is on Parnas Lakol. Hashem is the one that can find the Parnasah. He is the one that can give me the money. He is the one that can solve all of my situations. He is the one that can cover all of my debts. He is the one that can provide even food for in the desert for 40 years. Nothing, they didn't lack of a thing, one thing. 40 years in the desert, not working, not buying, no malls, no shopping centers. And they had everything they needed, everything. They just, the clothes were growing on the sizes were growing on their bodies while they were growing. Same, and they were being cleaned while they were wearing them. And Hashem can make miracles. And in one day, the private supervision of the world is going to change to that situation again. It's in the power of Hashem Yitbarach to reveal the miracles. Just Hashem Yitbarach is choosing today to hide the miracles. The fact that Hashem Yitbarach is hiding the miracles is for our own good. Why? Because it's written, Lo tamush haTorah mipicha. I said that verse. La yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha. So Rabbeinu is explaining lo yamush. The simple explanation on that verse is that you need to talk words of Torah consistently, all of the time. Always to talk in Divrei Torah. But Rabbeinu is explaining lo yamush, what it means yamush, from the word vayamesh choshech, that in Egypt they could feel the darkness. So don't make the words of Torah physical. That you want to feel them. That's how Rabbeinu is. Lo yamushu divrei Torah ele mipicha. When you say words of Torah, don't make them physical. If now you pray for salvation, don't say, okay, where the money will come from? You need money? Okay, Hashem hears you. No problem. Hashem accepted your prayer. Don't look on every person that is coming like, oh, he's going to give me the money. He's going to give me the check. He's going to give me those diamonds. He's going to give me the gold. He's got money. No, oh, okay, maybe he's generous. No, he's got ma'asrot probably to give. No, don't make it physical. You pray for your salvation. Now wait for a spiritual salvation. Wait that Hashem Yitbarach is going to answer your prayers. Don't make it physical, because when you do it physical, Hashem, you don't have the merit, you don't have the ability to receive those salvations, use salvations. We're not still in that level to receive those miracles, revealed miracles in front of our eyes. It can confuse us.
So this is why Hashem Yitbarach is not giving those revealed miracles. And if you're so busy on looking for the miracles, what's going on here? What is that? Where is the money coming from? Where is salvation coming from? You're blocking the doors for Hashem Yitbarach. You don't let Hashem Yitbarach save you. Because if you make it physical in every situation, so and Hashem Yitbarach cannot change physicality for you. Because you're not able yet to understand it, because it's not the right time for Hashem Yitbarach to expose himself so much yet. So this is why we need to not to make the salvation physical. Just we need to hope for Hashem Yitbarach himself. And to tell Hashem Yitbarach, heal me. Give me whatever I need to receive. Fix me until I'm going to be prepared and ready for your salvation. Because we're hoping for your salvation, that you're going to be happy, not that only me going to be happy. So you see that Rabbeinu is giving us those advice. You need to clap your hands. And also the words of tefillah are important, and also the intention of the tefillah is important. We need to understand that the power of our heart, like Rabbeinu said just now, Yehi or Vehi or, that when your hands are hands of faith and you decree, you say they're going to be light, they're going to be light. In the moment that you're going to say they're going to be light, they're going to be light. You just need to say it. You just need to believe that you and Hashem Yitbarach are partners. Like we're saying that when we're doing the Kiddush in Shabbat, we are helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu to complete the Maaseh Bereshit. We're helping Him to complete the Maaseh Bereshit. We're completing the creation, means we're creating reality. We are bringing new sky, new heaven, and new earth. We are making it with the power of our speech. When we're saying that something going to happen, that thing going to happen. And when your hands are full with faith, when you're going to say that they're going to be light, they're going to be light. When you're going to say that lie will remove, going to go away, going to disappear from the world, that's what is going to happen. Because Hashem Yitbarach is following the righteous people. And if you're going to work on yourself to become righteous, you're going to see that Hashem Yitbarach is going to follow you. And Hashem is following Am Yisrael. Because He's shochen itam b'chol tumotam. Because He's with them even in the most contaminated places. In the most contaminated places, He's with you. And He loves you. And He never walks away from you. And He always takes care of you and makes sure that you're going to have everything you need. And the question is, what do you need? If your mind is narrow, so you need small, stupid things. But if you're looking on the big picture, and you hope for big things, and you pray on huge things, Hashem is going to supply those things to you. Hashem is going to follow you. Like the verse is saying, Tzadik Moshe Lirat Elohim, the righteous men have the power to control the fear of Hashem, the faith of Hashem. You become, when you stand and pray in front of Hashem Yitbarach, it's written, Nekevat Esovev Gaver, that when you satisfy someone, so you make him wrap you, you make him surround you. He's so happy, he's all around you. You're making him happy, that's it. He's hugging you, he's kissing you, he's helping you. Why? Because you made him happy. When we're standing and praying to Hashem Yitbarach, we're satisfying Hashem. We're making Hashem happy. And then Hashem, He's surrounding us. It's written in Likutei Moharan. In the aspect of Nekevat Esovev Gaver. And then you become to be the Pnimiyut of Hashem. You become to be the will of Hashem Yitbarach. What is the inner thing that you have? Your will. You want something. That is you inside. Your will, that is you. So Hashem Yitbarach has also got a will. And when you're praying, you become to be the will of Hashem Yitbarach, because Ratzon Rav Yaseh, and then He listens to you and He's following you. You came to that huge level of to be the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can achieve that. And we can take Hashem Yitbarach to bring salvation to Am Yisrael. Just we need our hands to be hands of faith. To believe in the power of those righteous people and to follow their advice and to keep those advice and to keep on marching to Zion, keep on clapping our hands, keep on doing long itbodeduyot and never to give up. And never to give up. The darkest hour of the night is the moment before of sunrise, before of dawn. That's the darkest hour. So you find yourself in a dark hour. So what? You just need to hold on. When I was in the flight to United States, and it was a 14 hours flight, and I'm looking at the watch, okay, 6 hours went through, okay, 7 hours went through. I'm saying to myself,
you have another 7 hours. What are you going to do? There's not anything to do. Okay, just sit and be quiet. There's nothing to do. You cannot do anything. So the salvation didn't came yet. There's nothing else to do. Chazak ve'amitz libecha ve'kaveh l'Hashem. Strengthen yourself and hope to Hashem itbarach more and pray more and just keep on making another step and another step and another step and another step. Go pray shacharit. If it's night, so go pray ma'ariv. If it's time, so go eat something. Say brachat Hashem itbarach. You have time, do it bodedut. What can you do? You just need to bring Hashem itbarach to be with you. So you need to please Hashem. You need to call Hashem. How are you going to call Hashem? You just need to call Him from every situation because He's already with you. Just we need to understand, like I said yesterday in the end of the class, I said, you don't understand that we don't need to convince Hashem Yitbarach to bring the salvations. We don't need to convince Him. He wants to give more than we want to receive. He wants to give. Just we are not ready yet for the salvation. So we need to qualify ourselves. We need to build ourselves. We need to expand our vessels. How? The words of the tefillah are the vessels to receive the bounty, to receive the shefa. So we just need to put more vessels and more vessels. And if ra'a adam sheitpalel ve'lo na'ana, and if a person saw that he prayed on something and he haven't been answered, on that it means chazak ve'ametz libecha ve'kaveh el Hashem. So strengthen yourself and hope for Hashem itbarach again and just keep on making another step and another step. And you will be answered because ha'olchim b'choshech ra'or gadol. People that went through the darkness, they saw a huge light. I remember I read once, there is an amazing book. That book calls John Levingstone, the seagull. And in that story he was talking about water snails. Shablulim shel mayim. That they're holding themselves to the rock all of the time. That's what they're doing. All day long what they're doing is they're holding themselves to the rock. That's their job. That's their life. All day long, fighting with the stream. Fighting with the stream. Not to let go from the rocks. Not to... holding themselves to the stones. That's what they're doing. And they had their tale. They had their story. That there is Mashiach. There is Mashiach. Mashiach one day gonna come. Mashiach is something different. Mashiach is something else. And great. One of the days, one of those water snails start to lose his mind. And start telling everyone, listen, I'm not holding on anymore. What are we doing? All day long, I'm just sucking this boulder. What am I doing? I don't like this kind of life. I hate it. It's not life for me. I'm suffering. And people are telling him, you don't know what's going to happen to you. Listen, be quiet. Keep your job. That no one's going to hear you. Shh. People are listening. People are talking. Don't say to me. Don't move. You're going to crash to the rocks. What are you talking about? He said, listen, after a few months, he said, guys, sorry, God bless you, I'm out of here. He said, look, you're crazy, you're going to die. You know you're going to die. He said, I don't care. I'm not calling it life, so why bother? And he loses his grip, and that's it. And everyone is screaming, Meshuga, a mad person, Metoraf, lunatic, what are you doing? And he went with the stream, and they lost him, and they all mourned, and they were sitting and crying on that crazy snail, and everyone are crying. And after a few years, we know kol hanechalim olchim el hayam, all of the rivers are going back in circles. So he found himself coming back in the stream, and they're all holding to the stone so hard. And one of them suddenly sees a snail that is a water snail that swims, and they're all screaming, it's Mashiach, it's Mashiach, look at Mashiach. And everyone are looking, and he's telling them, hey, let go of the stone, let go, just lose your grip, come, follow me. And they're all saying, oh, look, Mashiach, he's gone, you saw Mashiach, he was so amazing. And they kept the legend of Mashiach. Great. Now it's your time to choose. You're in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach. Just let go. Let go. But what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my parnasa. Hashem is giving you the parnasa. Let go. But what am I going to do? My parents are going to be angry. They're angry anyway. They're always angry. Nothing going to help with them. Lose your grip. Nullify yourself to the will of Hashem. Follow Hashem. Follow your heart.
follow your inner voice that tells you that there is hope, that there is someone to talk to, that you can achieve big things, that huge miracles can happen to you. Follow your truth. Follow your heart. There is always hope. Thank you very much. Chazak uvaruch, yishar koach.